Welcome, this is the Shy FX Masterclass, Shaping the Micro Percussion Shuffle in Ableton Lev 12 Using Macro Controls. Creatively, this intermediate sampling lesson walks you through a repeatable rack-based workflow to extract a micro percussion shuffle from a sampled loop and make it performance-friendly with mapped macros. We'll slice a loop into a drum rack, create straight and shuffled signal paths, and expose four macros that morph timing, humanization, micro timing jitter, and texture in real time, using only Lev 12 stock devices. First, what you'll build. By the end, you'll have a drum rack made by slicing a percussion loop into playable micro perc hits, a two-layer group, micro perc straight and micro perc shuffled, so you can blend precise on grid hits with pushed, shuffled hits, an audio effect rack on the group with four mapped macros, shuffle amount timing push and MS, humanize velocity and randomness, micro jitter sample start LFO depth and texture, delay slash reverb send plus filter, and saturation. A preset you can drop on any percussion loop to quickly dial in a Shy FX style micro percussion shuffle and automate it musically. Preparation. Pick a multi-layered break or percussion loop with clear transients. 16th or 32nd micro hits work well. Set your project tempo to a drum and bass range, around 170-175 BPM. Step 1. Slice the loop to a drum rack. Drag your percussion loop into Live. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use the transient preset, or choose 64th/32nd for very small micro hits. Set the destination to drum rack. Open the new drum rack track and rename it Micro Perc Rack. Play it back and listen to how the loop is split across pads. Step 2. Clean and select core micro hits. Open the MIDI clip Live created by slicing, and mute any slices you don't want. Solo the pads that carry the micro perc shuffle feel, ghost hits, hi-hat detail, tambourine bits. If any slices need replacing, drag alternate hits onto those pads until the kit feels right. Step 3. Create two layers. Straight vs shuffled. Duplicate the micro perc rack track once and rename the duplicates. Micro perc straight, micro perc shuffled. On micro perc shuffled, insert the MIDI device note delay before the drum rack. Turn sync off so the delay is in milliseconds and set delay between roughly 10 and 35 ms to taste. That will be your push amount. Optionally, add a tiny pitch detune in the simplers, plus or minus a cent, to give subtle motion. Now group both tracks, select them and press Ctrl G or CMDG. Rename the group Micro Perc Group. Duplicating instead of permanently shifting MIDI gives you a musical blend between perfectly on-grid hits and a slightly pushed shuffled layer. Step 4. Add an audio effect rack to control blend and texture. On Micro Perc Group, load an audio effect rack. Create two chains, one for straight and one for shuffled. We'll use chain volumes to crossfade between them. Make sure both tracks still route into the group. You'll control the blend with the rack chains. Expose those chain volumes to a macro. Use one macro to act as a crossfader. Map straight chain volume so it goes from unity to silent, and map shuffled chain volume inverted so it goes from silent to unity. You can map them to the same macro with inverse ranges or use two macros mapped into a single crossfade curve. Step 5. Add humanize and micro jitter controls. On micro perc shuffled, insert MIDI devices before the drum rack, random and velocity. Start random chance around 10-30% and choices at 2-6. This gives small pitch or step variations. Use velocity to widen dynamic range. Set out high to the upper range and out low to a mid-range value, and use comp to tame extremes. Map random chance and portions of velocities out low slash out high to a macro labeled humanize. Keep ranges modest. Small increases produce natural variation without collapsing the groove. For micro jitter, place an LFO device on either each simpler or on the drum rack pads that contain simpler devices. Route the LFO to modulate the simpler sample start parameter. Use a sine shape, slow rate or synced small value, and tiny depth. Map LFO depth to a macro named micro jitter. This lets you sweep from no jitter to a subtle, fast start variation that creates shimmer. Step 6. Build the texture macro, delay, filter, and tone. On the group, add a simple delay on ascend or inside the chain with a very short time, 1/32 to 1/16 or an unsynced 828 ms for slap. Heap feedback low and dry slash wet small, for 20%. Place an EQ8 after the delay and high pass the delayed signal to keep low and clean. Add saturator or drum bus on the shuffle chain if you want grit, and map their drive or dry slash wet to the texture macro. Map delay dry slash wet, EQHB frequency, and a small amount of saturator drive to the macro texture. This controls slap, brightness, and grit in one sweep. Step 7. Macro mapping summary and practical ranges. Macro 1. Shuffle amount crossfade straight left right arrow shuffled map straight chain volume 0 right arrow silent and shuffled chain volume silent right arrow 0 dB, or map both inversely to a single macro. Suggested note delay range on shuffled, about 835 ms. Macro 2. Humanize map random chance 0-40%, and small ranges of velocity out low slash out high. Result. More off-grid hits and velocity variation as you increase. Macro 3. Micro jitter map LFO depth on sample start from 0 to a small percentage. Optionally map a slight LFO rate range. Result. Subtle start time wobble and shimmer. Macro 4. Texture map delay dry slash wet 0-25%. EQHP from around 200-800 hc, and small saturator drive. Result. Slap and grime when you sweep. Mapping tips. When mapping two parameters to one macro to crossfade, invert one mapping so they move in opposite directions. Use narrow ranges. Too large MS values or LFO depths destroy groove, not enhance it. Step 8. Automate or perform with macros. Create an 8-bar MIDI loop of your microperk pattern. Automate macro 1 so shuffle amount grows across the bars for a build, or map macro 1 to a hardware knob for live tweaking. Automate humanize and micro jitter to create variation across drops, fills, and transitions. Step 9. Final polish and saving. Add sidechain compression from kick or bass to the group if you need more pocket. High pass the shuffle delay send to avoid muddiness. Once satisfied, save the group as a rack preset. Right-click the rack title bar and save preset. Name it something like ShyFX Micro Shuffle Rack. Common mistakes to avoid. Using note delay values over 40 ms. That usually makes a new rhythm rather than a shuffle. Keep it subtle. Between about 8 and 35 ms. Mapping macros to overly wide ranges. The macro will jump from nothing to extreme. Test endpoints and tighten ranges. Forgetting to invert crossfade mappings. Mapping both chain volumes the same way just boosts level instead of crossfading. Excessive LFO depth on sample start. This can produce clicks or phase issues. Use tiny amounts and add tiny fades or soften attack if needed. Routing duplicates without proper grouping. This can cause level doubling and phase cancellation. Use a single group or an instrument rack approach. Pro tips and performance hacks. Try different unsync delay times on the shuffled layer for a sticky shuffle that isn't rigidly gridlocked. Create two shuffled layers with different note delay amounts and use chain selector to step between them for evolving push/pull effects. Accent off beats. By mapping macro to transient shaping or to drum bus punch so ghost hits pop. Combine a subtle groove pull setting with macro-driven note delay for a hybrid micro swing. Groove pull can't be macro mapped, so use it as a static bass. Save multiple rack presets with different intended ranges. Tight, mid, wide, so you can recall different shuffle characters quickly. Mini practice exercise. Goal. An 8-bar pattern that starts tight and becomes a full micro percussion shuffle by bar 8. 1. Slice your percussion loop to a drum rack. 2. Duplicate the drum rack and group, both as straight and shuffled. 3. On shuffled at note delay at 18 ms and random chance at 15%. 4. On the group create an audio effect rack, and map chain volume so macro 1 crossfades from straight 0 to shuffled 127. 5. Map random chance to macro 2 humanize. 6. Add an LFO to simpler sample start and map depth to macro 3 micro jitter. 7. Make an 8-bar MIDI loop and automate macro 1 from 0 to 127 across the 8 bars. Automate humanized peak at bar 6-8. 8. Render or playback and tweak note delay and random ranges until it feels right. Time target for this exercise. About 25 to 45 minutes. Recap. You've built a ShyFX-inspired micro percussion shuffle in Live 12, a sliced drum rack, a duplicated shuffled layer with note delay and random, and a group with an audio effect rack exposing four macros. Shuffle amount, humanize, micro jitter, and texture. Keep MS delays subtle, LFO depth small, and macro ranges sensible so sweeps remain musical and avoid phase issues. Save your rack as a preset and use it to inject ShyFX style micro perk shuffle across your drum and bass tracks. If you want, I can export a checklist of the exact rack mappings you should make inside Live 12, or prepare a short live set template with a finished rack. That's the lesson. Now go slice, map, and perform your micro shuffle.